Hi. Just before we actually start, I wanted to thank Bete Noire and Nico in particular for organizing this panel. I just went to another talk where I listened to an organizer, Ashanti, who has been talking for or organizing for many, many years, and was incredibly humbled and looking at this panel and knowing that we're all speaking for groups that are under 2 years old. And so just, I don't have any answers, and I'm more aware of that now than I was about 2 hours ago, and so I want to approach this panel in that way. I'm going to speak a little bit about what the CLAC is, what CLAC Logement is, and why we think it's important to be involved as we are in social struggles in Montreal. In particular, right now we're working in the Southwest on housing issues, and then that will be that for this part of the panel. La CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal, was formed about 3 years ago in the lead up to the Summit of the Americas in Quebec City, and in order to present a clear anti-capitalist opposition to the Summit of Americas and to the Free Trade Area Agreement, to the FTAA, as well as to reinforce local organizing struggles from the basis of an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist, and anti-authoritarian analysis with the respect for diversity of tactics. After Quebec City, the CLAC needed to sort of reorient itself, and different members of the CLAC were in their own ways trying to grapple with the critique of the anti-globalization movement, the so-called anti-globalization movement or global justice movement, that, you know, these were a bunch of activists who weren't rooted in their local communities, who were rushing off to summits while unable to maintain any sustained projects that were useful to the communities where they lived. Gaetan from OCAP, who was speaking yesterday, talked a little bit about this. Is, you know, how can you stop global capital if you can't keep a community center alive in your own community? What are you doing? Is what you're doing really worthwhile? And so thinking about that, some people decided, in the CLAC, decided to form CLAC Logement. That was about a year ago, so we're extremely new. We think of ourselves as a direct action housing rights and anti-poverty collective based in Montreal. So far, we've worked mainly in the southwest of Montreal, in St. Henry in particular, which is a traditionally poor and working class neighborhood that is being really, really rapidly gentrified. And we mount campaigns and support existing struggles against poverty, gentrification, homelessness, and related issues. I want to emphasize throughout this talk that while we're called CLAC Logement, CLAC Housing, to us, one of the important things about what we do is to be able to make links. And increasingly, we hope to be able to do that with other struggles. This isn't just about housing in a narrow sense. We're hoping soon to be able to take on direct action advocacy with individuals who are confronting landlords, bosses, and the social service system. I think when Nico proposed this panel, he sent a couple of questions to me to answer in this part of the panel. And it was, why is it important for us to be agitating and organizing with tenants in the Southwest? And generally, why is it important for anarchists to be involved in social movements? I kind of think I'll just answer the last question and leave the rest for the second part of the panel. So why is it important to be involved in social movements as anarchists? Why would we fight with the people in the society who are exploited, dispossessed, and displaced, and then criminalized for being exploited, dispossessed, and displaced? And my answer to that question is sort of, well, what else are you going to do, really? I mean, as a social anarchist or an anti-authoritarian, or really as anyone who recognizes that the systems of exploitation and domination which our society is built on, so capitalism, patriarchy, genocide, what else are you going to do except engage and support the struggles that aim to dismantle those institutions, those structures? And if you call yourself an anarchist or an anti-authoritarian, then presumably you have a vision of a society that's based on something else, so based on principles of mutual aid, free association and self-management, freedom and solidarity. And if that's the case, then it seems to me that, at least if you're a relatively privileged anarchist, you kind of have two choices, but on some level it's not really a choice, right? You can form your anarchist collective, this is choice one, or you can even form a federation of collectives, and you can sit around and talk and write about how beautiful anarchist principles are, and about how enormously distanced from those principles a capitalist society founded on genocide and shored up by, say, as we are now, a racist war against terror, how horrible that is and how distant it is from the perfect society. And you can talk about the coming revolution and leave it at that. Or you can go and stand and struggle with those who are on the front lines of struggles for dignity, for decent living conditions, against the exploitation and poverty that are the conditions of a capitalist system, against the ongoing brutality and genocide that actually has been the condition of most of us even being here today. And you can offer that vision of a society based on principles of mutual aid, free association, self-management, freedom, and solidarity as sort of something to inspire ongoing social struggle, something to inform but not dictate entirely in any rigid sense how you're going to fight and how you're going to organize and work alongside and with and as part of those existing social struggles. And all of that doesn't preclude at all talking and writing about those struggles and about those principles. And so Knack Najma, I think, sees itself as doing this, as trying in a very, you know, old but for us new way to engage in these struggles in a focused way around issues of housing and poverty as it affects our neighborhood. Most of us do live in St. Henry. And that's why we think it's important, because I think on some level, when you walk outside every day and see the condos going up and you know you're an anti-capitalist and you're an anti-authoritarian and you see the social housing around you getting worse and worse, and you don't really, you know, it's kind of a non-choice at a certain point. And that's where I'm going to leave the first part.